I'm Travis. I'm here at Alpine Valley at PJ 20 from Roanoke, Virginia, and you're listening to Giving to Cast.
Woo-hoo! Yeah! We love you, PJ!
Eddie Vedder, Jeff Ammon, Stone Gossard, Mike McCready, Matt Cameron, Pearl Jam. You are listening to Given to Cast, an unofficial podcast for all things Pearl Jam. We have a great show for you today, so sit back, relax, and crank it up. Now here's your host, Mario Aguilar.
Hey guys, it's Mario Aguilar again with Giving the Cast. It's our latest episode for the week ending June 22nd, 2012. And we have a great show for you guys. We're going to play a lot of good music, including a couple of songs that we got from the 10 Club, from our 10 Club single that were downloaded from the site here this past week. We're going to play those two songs. We're also going to play a Soundgarden song, seeing that Matt is in the band Soundgarden. So we have kind of a 6 degree of separation kind of thing going. So we're going to play a Soundgarden song taken from their festival about a couple of weeks ago from the Rock and Ring 2012 festival in Europe. They played and got a song from that show. And we're going to play a live rarity from 2000. And we might throw in a couple of other songs just to fill in the time there. But we're going to try to limit some of the talking this time around. The most talking you'll hear is the beginning here with the weekend review. And we'll play some great music after that, so stay tuned, guys. So, without any further waste of time, we're going to head on into the week in review.
Now it's time for the week in review.
Okay, guys, not a lot of news that you probably don't know yet in the world of Pearl Jam this week, but we're going to hit on this, all the good points. First off, Pearl Jam announced that they're going to be playing a fourth show in Montana coming up on September 30th in Missoula, Montana, at the University of Montana Adams Center. This will be the only non-festival date that Pearl Jam plays this year in the United States, so if you want to go see them live and not be with a bunch of other bands and just see them live, you can try your best to try to get a ticket through Ticketmaster, since I think the 10 Club has already gone by already as far as getting tickets for them, through them. There is another little tidbit attached to this show. It seems that John Tester's got together with Jeff Ammon and the band, and they're actually putting together a pretty cool prize for donation. In other words, you've seen that where you can have dinner with Barack Obama, that kind of thing. Well, they're taking up that kind of a thing with John Tester, and you can go over to johntester.com and donate to his campaign fund, $10 or any amount they're asking, and you'll automatically be entered to win an unprecedented opportunity to watch Pearl Jam's show from a seat on stage. This includes a long travel, hotel accommodation, and meal, backstage passes to the show, admission to a pre-show events with John Tester and Pearl Jam, and you actually get to sit in a recliner on stage. That's awesome. I think I'd probably be a little bit embarrassed to sit on stage and watch Pearl Jam like that, but I think I would more than really want to try to get that and to have that opportunity. I think I'd probably jump up on that chair instead of sitting down, but I regress. I hope that it would win. I did go to that site as soon as it came out the day they said. I went and put $10 down to put my hat in the running. Hopefully I get picked. If not, congratulations to whoever does, and hopefully they enjoy it. But if you want more information about that, head on over to johntester.com and you can get all the information there about that. Also, in other news, of course, I mentioned earlier that the 10 Club finally released the 2011 Christmas single. They're not calling it a Christmas single now, it's a 2011 10 Club single. And so that way they are not obligated to release it by December. So we are still, we're 6 months behind if you're going by that gauge. But in any event, they've released it for you guys who have a membership to 10 Club. If you're a digital subscriber, you will be able to download that from your My Subscriptions page. If you're an analog guy like myself, well, we have received our copies in the mail, but I'm sure you can get the copies of this song if you want to from a friend who might have a digital download access. I'm sure it's a lot of this song live, and you can get it as well. I do have both those songs. We'll be playing here momentarily, so if you want to hold on for just another 2 minutes, you'll be able to hear them yourself and listen to them on the weekend, excuse me, the song of the week. Of course, the last news here, of course, Pearl Jam starting their European tour, starting today in Manchester. And I think you guys out there who are going to be following them around are very lucky to check out the guys right now. They're in the middle of putting a new album together, so you might get access to a new song, maybe, if you're lucky. If you do, please feel free to send me an email, let me know. Text me, Facebook place me, you can Twitter me, you can do whatever, Pinterest me, do whatever you can. I got all those links on my site to get a hold of me. Of course, Mario@givingthecast.net is the best way to get a hold of me pretty quickly. So if you want to get any more information about any of these other events that are happening, head on over to ProJump.com or theskyashgrave.com or 2feetthick.com or grimmy.net or ProJumpOnline.com. I mean, there's so many. So head on over to my site. I got all the links there. If you want to get any kind of information. Also, a couple of other things that just came out. I just want to remind you guys, or just touch base on them, because I didn't really touch base on them earlier. Yesterday, Kelly Curtis of the Pearl Jam manager spoke, did an online chat with 10 Club members yesterday, stating that Pearl Jam will be doing a lot of new dates in the coming year, the end year to 2013. Do a lot of dates. Hopefully, we really saturate America with tour dates with the new album, so that should be pretty cool. So stay tuned for that. He did mention a lot of other things. If you want to, he was basically talking about the site and the process of the new site that's come up at the 10 Club. So if you want to get all that information about the chat, you can head on over to 10club.net. Also, news that broke yesterday, it seems that Pearl Jam had a little thievery going on to their to the business part of the band, not the actual band members getting stolen from, but the business of Pearl Jam, like you know, tickets and all the other things that go along with managing a band this big. It seems that their past money manager guy was stealing some money from over $500,000 he stole, including charging vacations and wine to company credit card, and it seems that he's being prosecuted. And that's great. I'm glad they caught him. It's kind of sucky that this, because of this band being so huge, that there's such a big avenue for people to take advantage of it. And it's sad that the band has to forego their trust to the new person who's coming, because they're not going to be very leery whoever takes over, who's taken over. And it's kind of crappy that they have to focus on that when their focus is on the music, and hopefully it doesn't mess with them too much. But I think it's a pretty bad thing when somebody does that, steals over $500,000 from somebody, and let alone my favorite band. So it kind of ticked me off, but he's going to get what he deserves when he goes to court, and we'll let it go that. Of course, all these are alleged accusations, but it seems like they got a pretty good case. So for more information on that, you can head on over to grungereport.net. And they got all that information there for you to take a look at it. So, you guys, that's the weekend review, and we're going to head on into the songs of the week.
It's the song of the week.
Okay, guys, your songs of the week are going to be the two new 2011 10 Club singles, Better Things, it's a cover of the Kinks song, and also Devil Doll. It's an X song done with Eddie Vedder, a live version of that song. So here you go, guys, your songs of the week.
Listening to Given to Cast.
She don't get out of bed, shakes his sneaky hair, grab it, throw her in the tub. She says, coffee and a piece of pie. She never wears a dress on Sunday or any Monday afternoon. This is no goddamn country to wander in love.
This is one of the more fucked up songs we ever...
Here's a Given to Cast extra.
Okay, guys, we're going to play another song. This time it's going to be a song from Soundgarden. And again, we were speaking about this earlier. It's taken from the Rock Am Ring 2012 festival in Germany, I believe it is. And they had a great show that day, and they've taken this song from that performance. It's Fell on Black Days. It's a Soundgarden.
Forever fall, came my life.
you.
Live Rarities.
Okay, guys, it's time for your live rarities, and this live rarity is coming from the August 4th, 2000 show in Charlotte, North Carolina, at the Blockbuster Pavilion. They played an improv song, and I think they're calling it Paralyzed, but it's an improv on the list, on the first encore of that show. So here it is, you guys, your live rarity. Guys, we're going to play another Soundgarden song from that show we played earlier. This is Rusty Cage.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
Okay, guys, well, we hit the 30-minute mark, and so we're going to end this podcast, but we will be playing or putting together another podcast here pretty shortly. Now I'm going to let a couple of dates go through Europe, so maybe we can get some music filtered down to us people in the United States who are getting withdrawals from not being able to see Pearl Jam for a while. So that should be great, so stay listening for that. Hopefully you have it by the beginning of July, end of this month, hopefully. I'm going to let a week or so go by so I can decide to get a bunch of music together so we can play a bunch of that stuff when it's available. So, you guys, I appreciate you guys listening. If you have any other questions, want to be involved with the podcast, I really encourage it. You can head on over to my site, givingtocast.net. I have all the links to all the great Pearl Jam sites there. And if you want to get a hold of me via email, you can shoot me one at mario@givingtocast.net. I'm also on Facebook at facebook.com/givingtocast. And in Twitter, my Twitter handle is at givingtocast. You can head over there and you can tweet me, send me some stuff. Pictures and stuff would be great. Pictures and posters and stuff so I can put on my site. That would be awesome. I do get that from other people as well. But if you're there at the event or show this in Europe, any one of the shows that are out there, you want to take pictures and send them to me, please post them on your, or follow me, that way I can see them. That'd be great. Follow me there at Twitter. I'm also in on Pinterest, so if you're a Pinterest fan, you can follow me there. Of course, givingtocast is my Pinterest name as well. All those things are on my site, so if you want to get a hold of me, you can do that there at givingtocast.net. Again, I appreciate you guys for listening. Take care, and God bless.